Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Polokwane, and Rustenburg 21, Johannesburg 20.
Weird one on the N12 East. We've got a stationary vehicle there, but we've also got a vehicle on fire. N1 North, and that is... It doesn't say where. It just says Western Bypass, N1 North. A vehicle on fire. Oh, great. And we got another crash. M1 South, a crash before Marlborough Drive.
The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education has resolved to summon Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Nkabani to appear before Parliament over her controversial advisory panel used to appoint board chairs at the Sector Education and Training Authority. She came under fire after she initially appointed politically connected individuals, including the son of Cabinet Minister Gwede Montashe.
The minister is legislatively obligated to finish Parliament with the outstanding names of the panelists who were concealed on the submitted list. The minister will be invited and all panelists to appear before the Portfolio Committee and account on the appointment process of the City Accounting Authority chairpersons.
That's the committee's chairperson on higher education, Deboho Letsi, and he briefed the media in Cape Town today. Auditor General Tsakani Maluleke says persistent dysfunction in local government hinders South Africa's economic growth. She was speaking at the 1998 White Paper Review. Maluleke argued municipalities and urged rather to take audit outcomes seriously, linking poor financial management to service delivery failures.
You must equally worry about the mayor. Ask critical questions about whether or not the mayor is doing his or her job as provided for in the law, in the design of how a municipality should function. So you'll see that our report spends a great deal of time elaborating on key issues about, well, does the mayor actually take charge of monitoring how a budget is being implemented? Does the mayor take into account the quarterly performance report that comes from the city manager and make adjustments?
Maluleke also stressed the changes in the newly reviewed white paper that is still to come.
So the question I want to ask is, what are these barriers that stand between us and doing the things that are in the current white paper? Because if we do not confront them, the review process into a new white paper will lead us into a space where we currently are anyway.
The Gauteng MEC for Finance and Economic Development, Lebohang Mayele, says the Municipal Economic Review and Outlook provides data for evidence-based economic planning. He addressed the media from the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, where the report will be published and discussed. For more on that story, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. In other big international news today, the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, Amir Saeed Erbani, says that the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, drag the United States into another baseless war. This comes as the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting last night after the US dropped bombs and launched missiles on Iran's nuclear facilities.
The timing, nature, and the scale of Iran's proportionate response will be decided by its armed forces. Throughout history, the resilient and united Iranian nation has withstood deeper wounded and faced more vicious enemies. And this time, too, it will show its dignity, strength, and greatness to the world.
The UK's ambassador at the United Nations, Barbara Woodward, says the world has reached a pivotal moment for the Middle East.
But military action alone cannot bring a durable solution to concerns about Iran's nuclear program. My Prime Minister has been clear. We urge Iran now to show restraint, and we urge all parties to return to the negotiating table and find a diplomatic solution.
And finally, today is International Women in Engineering Day. It's all about celebrating the achievements of female engineers and their contributions to shaping the world. I'm Chanel Satemba. Mornings to follow at 4.
Thank you, sister. Have a wonderful night. Get the winter, double winter willies ready for Wednesday. Noggy sis. For the details, jackarandfm.com. Just click on the news tab. Hey, while you're there, you know what I'm going to say, right? Tempt fate. Go and click on the win tab.